brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to take the group of calls that are holding right now. Then the phones are only open until Chuck Baldwin joins us. If you are in the military and have trained police for gun confiscation and checkpoints, or vice versa, and the fact that the Austin SWAT team is training for martial law, lockdowns of cities, checkpoints. Now, this is all admitted in the Army Times as well, but it's just, it's so incredible to realize this treason's going on, and they're all macho in a military attitude and being militarily trained to kill people and break things here domestically. So that is coming up. Let's go to your calls quickly. Jack in South Dakota, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know how you always say knowledge is power?
Yes.
Knowledge is not power. Courage is power. If you have all the knowledge in the world, you're in a coward. You have nothing.
Well, you got to have both.
Courage. You got to have courage, and it comes from God. You can't buy it. You can't steal it. And listen, another thing, that thorn in your side and while you're shaking in the shower is that real ID card you're carrying, Alex. You have to take that out of your wallet, go down and get a copy. Carry a paper copy of it, if that's what gives you courage. Do not carry real ID. Real ID, without that, without real ID, they cannot do health care. They cannot do this banking system. You got to use your weapons back on them. Economic sanctions.
Jack, when I said that, it was more of a shudder of just realizing how real this is. It isn't even fear. It's more of a revulsion that the population doesn't know what's happening to them. And I agree, you've got to have knowledge and courage. But if you've just got courage, you'll be manipulated to work for the New World Order thinking you're a good guy if you don't have knowledge.
Courage, you will stand against tyranny. That's the only weapon we have. An economic sanction, okay? If the taxes are due on the 15th of April, you don't file. You stand there with courage and let them put the penalties on you and pay them later. It's worth the price to have the courage. And another thing, Alex, is the 857,000 CSA workers or whatever they are, them are Freemasons with a badge, dude. That is world global Freemasonry with a badge. Do you understand me?
Well, I have noticed it's a lot of Masons they're recruiting into these positions, and
okay.
It's the Masons.
They are all Freemasons, Alex. They are all the work of the devil. Listen, prayer is the only weapon against the devil. Prayer is, you got to pray to God to give you courage.
Jack, I appreciate your call, but I mean, getting back to the Masons, most Masons don't even understand how they're being used, but it is true. I keep noticing it's Mason groups promoting the military and police merging, getting kids' DNA, and they all think they're doing a good thing, the low-level people. Good points, Jack. Nate in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was talking about the Freemasons. One of my friend's brother-in-law is like third in line in the Reading Police Department. He's Freemason and all that, supposedly. But the two
points. Yeah, well, they claim they're all for liberty and freedom. This isn't liberty and freedom they're setting up. So, yeah, the Masons have got a big problem.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring two points up that you were talking about yesterday about people looking at you all weird when you bring up the Constitution and stuff like that.
Yes.
So a chiropractor, he's a really intelligent guy. Every time I bring it up, oh, you're one of those Constitution guys, huh?
Yeah, which means you're an American. I mean, this is just more dirt if we don't have the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence. Might as well just be Nigeria or Venezuela. You know, that's what America is. That's what the flag symbolizes, and they hate the Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me. They hate the Constitution because these people at their roots hate freedom.
Yeah, very, very frustrating. And then also you're talking about how they like to play God. Well, I have somebody really close to me who works on all the power lines, and it brings him to military bases. And one time he went there was two people guarding this one area that he couldn't go into, and one of these guys said that it was one of the biggest magnets in the world, and they didn't know what it was going to do when they turned that on. They didn't know if it was going to throw our orbit off or anything like that, and they still turned it on. Obviously, it didn't do anything, but he's saying that.
Not that we know. Well, they got a lot of admitted super weapons, and they're constantly testing them, and meanwhile, the environmentalists are saying put taxes on carbon dioxide that plants breathe, and all the real threats are the genetic engineering, open-air release of it, the super weapons, the super nukes, all of it. Really great points, Nate. I'm going to talk to Frank, Karen, and Randy quickly, but now there's some phone lines open for police and military. What do you think about the Austin SWAT team being trained for gun confiscation and cordoning, shutting down cities? We'll be right back.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are keeping a few phone lines open for police and military, and it's on record all over the news. They're training for domestic takeovers, domestic disturbances, gun confiscation. But I want to hear from you specifically about what you think about this. We're leaving a few lines open. In fact, Mike from Texas, who's at Fort Hood, who called in and gave us this intel that was confirmed in a newspaper about the Austin SWAT team training for martial law and gun confiscation. Here's the toll-free number. Or are you too afraid, because we're such a free country, you know, your phone's being listened to? I love the people that say, oh, we're not a police state, but I am worried about them getting me. That's not a way to live. When you live like that, you're going to be robbed by a corrupt government and the corrupt elites that fund and control it. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Chuck Baldwin's coming up in about 25 minutes. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Frank in Florida, you're on the air.
God might have been speaking to you in the shower, so I'll be praying for you and your safety more often. I listen to you every day now, but I used to be a right-winger who believed that Muslims were our enemy. I was for the war, but I got completely woke up because of seeing 9/11 truth videos on YouTube, and this was over a year ago. And since then, I've given out DVDs to all my friends and family. I've posted links in Facebook. The links from the Alex Jones channel are excellent, but the problem is that everyone just ignores it. I never get any response. The people are too cowardly to watch the videos. Facebookers just want to talk about complete nonsense and ignore the links. It makes me sick. And now the right-wingers are all upset about some supposed mosque being built on Ground Zero. As far as I'm concerned, it's just a total distraction to keep these people from, you know, focusing on the bankers and keep them focused on Islam. And they're worried about a mosque, and I think it goes hand-in-hand with the official story, which is a conspiracy theory. If anyone wants to call us truthers, conspiracy theorists, no. It's the people who believe the official conspiracy theory.
Well, listen, the majority of Americans in major polls say that they don't trust either political party, and it's that awakening. Democrats are waking up, Republicans are waking up, and saying, I don't believe anything this government tells us. And it's that awakening to the criminality that gives us a chance to reverse this. But people have woken up, but they haven't woken up to 1/100th, most of them, of just how bad it really is. I appreciate your call, Frank. Karen in California, you're on the air.
You're waking us up in California, and I'm a mother of five kids. The youngest is 18, and I grew up in a military family, and we have 3 months to get ready for this war. So we need to fight and get ourselves ready and get it united and say, let our voices be heard. Show the majority of American people don't want this war, and we need to do it now. We need to step up.
Well, and we may back them off, and we may back them off from launching an attack, but then the globalists may set a nuke off and blame it on foreign enemies. As long as they can stage crises and then get more power out of it. You know, what did Obama's advisor, Robert Shapiro, say in the Financial Times of London 2 weeks ago? He said Obama needs an Oklahoma City or 9/11 event so he can look strong, and if he doesn't have that, it's over for him. That's a paraphrase, but he basically said that. In fact, let's pull up the quote and put it on screen. It was Financial Times of London headline, but I don't, that's so heavy. I don't want to just claim it's there and not show people again, even though we've probably shown people 15 times. And so the issue here is, that then if we beat them and back this off, they're going to keep coming back. We have to understand it's a long-term fight we're in. And then when we do back them off, people say, oh, look, everything's okay. We have to realize that that's also the psyop they're running.
Agree. Hey. We also need to show our flags. We need to start putting our flags back up and stop being afraid to be showing that this is our country, our flag.
Well, we're seeing massive censorship on Facebook and at people's houses and other places with the Gadsden flag, the Don't Tread on Me, that George Washington used, that the Marine Corps uses. What's wrong with an American saying, don't tread on me, I'm not a slave? That upsets the globalists because they think they own the police, they own the military, they own the people. We've got to say, no, you don't own me. I mean, they've got an, in fact, will you guys print me Rob Dew's article about National Slave Bill, Enters Committee? I think that was the InfoWars headline. That bill is introduced for National Forced Service. I appreciate your call, Karen. Let's talk to John in Oklahoma, who's police. John, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir.
What's your take on the military training with the police for cordon and search and shutdown of cities and gun confiscation like we saw in Katrina?
Well, I think it's an obvious violation of the Constitution. You can't do that. It's an obvious, I mean, isn't there something called posse comitatus?
Well, they've blown holes in it.
You can't do that.
Absolutely. I mean, what's your view as a police officer? What are the other police saying? Are they aware of this, of the transformation taking place?
From what I can tell, there's, at least where I work, there's not a lot of people that know what's going on, but every once in a while I do run into one during training and so on and so forth at school.
Well, what about a military culture being taught to police, which is go out there and fight the enemy?
Well, that's just it. I believe that's where it's coming from. I think that that's how they're getting officers to go along with it, is through training them that everyone wants to kill you, and there's an immediate threat around every corner, and you know that sort of thing. Possibly, some people might refer to it as brainwashing.
Well, I've looked at the statistics. The number one thing that's killing cops is police being told to patrol roads that don't have a big enough shoulder, and I see police constantly hanging their butts out, and I try to go around them, and I mean many more police. You can pull the numbers up, get killed. Being run over by cars than they do by people shooting them. And I watch police, and I notice here in Austin, they'll pull over, you know, one time two old ladies in a convertible car, and the cop had his hand on his gun and was acting scared. And I've had cops pull me over, and they're acting scared. And I just don't understand why. And they've been taught to not and I want you to speak to this, John, and correct me if I'm wrong, in your area, to not be able to discriminate. And I don't mean by color, but by using common sense, you know, of who looks like they're dangerous and who doesn't. They're just taught, and I've seen this in federal training manuals, about that priest may be a killer, that woman with a baby carriage. You know, it's who you least expect, when actual reality shows it's the opposite, and it actually gets more cops killed because they're just in a constant state of thinking everybody wants to kill them. They lose their discernment. Any views on that?
Absolutely. You pin the tail on the donkey with that one. That's exactly what's causing it. They're trying to train officers that there's a constant threat of being murdered, and it's not true. That's how they're going to get guys to go along with it.
And the government loves them, and the feds have got training, and they care about them. But, I mean, are the police upset about the MIAC report, federally written and issued to states? Missouri was the first one that got leaked, where they say returning vets, gun owners. I mean, now the White House has said publicly, this whole thing is for basically people that have a John Wayne portrait in their house.
Well, the problem is most officers haven't even read the Constitution. They don't know anything about the MIAC report. You see what I'm saying?
No, yes, sir, I do. Break down any other points you've got for us, or what you think about the police being trained for total shutdowns of cities.
Well, I believe it's definitely going on. There, you can see officers from tiny, you know, 3 and 4 man agencies at SWAT schools and you know, these types of, you know, tactical type training schools. You'll see them from all over. You know, they're not just doing it in metropolitan areas. They're doing it in rural areas.
And they're now having SWAT teams in the last decades run these swarms where on the highway they're in their gear searching people, and it's all about intimidation. Police chiefs have said that. Just searching people en masse. I went to down to the Comal River this weekend in New Braunfels, and I don't know if I'll go back, because there were checkpoints everywhere. There were cops with cameras at high noon taking photos of people, and they looked crazed. It looked like when I've been in Venezuela or Nicaragua Nicaragua or Mexico or on the border of Guatemala. I mean, you know what a third world looks like. They look crazed.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. I don't understand it. I don't understand where they're getting these guys. I was fortunate before I became a police officer. I knew the truth. I knew about the things that were going on, and I was a listener of your program, and so I'm fortunate. Not everybody has been blessed with the gift of knowledge prior to becoming a police officer.
What would happen to you, John, if you started trying to educate the other officers? Would they demote you or run you out?
Oh, they would try, I suppose. But, you know, I think a lot of times when officers know what's going on, they're just kind of maybe ignored, you know. I've asked other officers if they would go along with gun confiscations, and some have said yes, and every once in a while you'll meet one that will say no, absolutely not, you know.
But that's a no-brainer. That's illegal.
Yes,
I mean, what happened in Katrina was illegal. It came out, it was illegal. But still, they accelerate the training. I mean, you can see the massive paramilitary buildup, and its entire architecture is pointed at the American people, and they admit it's for us. I mean, this is high treason. And now they admit 854,000 private spies, and they're going to replace the police with private contractors. I mean, this is really happening. And I just wish we could reach out to these cops. But the average cop, more and more, is on a power trip.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely. I see it every time I go to work. Every night. I'm sick of it.
They've
That's
replaced
not what we're here for.
They've replaced
we're supposed to help people.
Well, they replaced the guardian spirit that is of God with this thug predator spirit. And any other points? I appreciate your call. Anything else?
That's it, Alex. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. God bless you. We're going to talk to Robert and Chris and others, former military, one's military, one's former military, about this when we come back. This is the conversion of America from a free society to a thug society. And it's all about robbing you.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
We're continuing with some of your phone calls. Chuck Baldwin's coming up. I'm going to jam some other key news in as well. But right now, let's go to Robert in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead. What's your view on the fact that America's going bad? I mean, this happens in most other countries. They get overtaken by corrupt individuals. The government is hyping up and getting the police and military ready for war with the people. What's your view on this?
Well, just like anybody that I've watched the progression over the last 20 years or so, and I've seen it happening when I was in the military way back when I was a kid, all the way to now I'm in my mid 40s, and it's amazing being in the law enforcement training area that I'm in, where you see the elevation of the drug war and then the elevation of the laws on the other side of it, and you see the only person that loses here is the middle class. And you see the police officers being more and more militarized, and what I've seen lately in our work, and it's exactly kind of along the lines that you're talking about, is the introduction of the federal fusion part, where we bring in top recruits or top candidates from around the state, and either state, local, or county police officers, train them for a 3-week process. And the last week, they have what's called kind of a disaster drill. And each one of these individuals have to learn how to maintain continuity in government. In other words, they're the response team, and then they work the federal government, response team into
their
program.
Yeah, they're becoming really federalized.
Absolutely.
And it's admitted the CIA is actually secretly managing all of these threat fusion centers. So there's a CIA officer over each one. And then they go, oh, we're sending the Austin, Travis County Fusion Center people to Iraq. And they're sending county judges to Fort Hood to learn about martial law. I mean, this is admitted.
Oh, absolutely. Now, one of the things you have to – I wish Chuck Baldwin was on the phone right now, because I know he was 82nd Airborne, and I'm pretty sure he was, but I know he was in Fort Benning for a while. One of the top schools in America that really focuses on things of that nature is School of America. Now it's under a different name. They shut it down and renamed it.
And they admittedly trained the troops to learn how to torture and everything else.
Oh, that's counterinsurgency, the whole nine yards. And that is, we have that, I mean, you know, that was Pinochet all the way through in South America. You know, those were branded through.
And now the police are getting the pain compliance training.
Absolutely. And you are dead on the nose with that. And it's coming in subtle and more and subtle. And then you have these guys coming back, reverting back to the mainland, you know, from these false foreign wars, which you and I totally agree on.
And that's what Iraq is a giant laboratory. They send them there. They bring them back. They become police officers. They've run martial law in Afghanistan and Iraq, and now they're here, and now the government admits that's what it's for. I mean, is this not diabolical?
It is. Now, what even happens even further, you see this big birthing of SWAT teams and special, you know, these ninjas running around in jumpsuits, you know. I mean, it's basically, but they're being fractionalized. It's just like, if you were to set up a group of torturers, the first thing you do is you individualize them or you fractionalize them away from, you know, the mainstream police force. And they get into this group where they're focused on, and like you say, they're radicalized. And I've seen this more and more and more, especially here in Texas.
Don't these cops realize they're part of a literal Soviet-style brainwashing campaign to be stormtroopers, to suppress the American people when the bankers totally bring us down? I mean, this is guaranteed. Their families, America, it's over. This is literally Nazi Germany, folks. This is creeping illegal death. And I mean, and we're not joking around here.
I think you got into it a minute ago with your bravery versus knowledge statement. And I think what you see is a lot of brave guys that are being brought back here after being completely desensitized over in these foreign wars, and they just don't have the knowledge because, I mean, you know, nobody learned anything about constitutional anything in the 80s. I mean,
here's the other problem. A lot of guys are smart or understand or have discernment. They don't use them. They can pick from this pool these cadres, and then they expand the cadres to a full conversion to a paramilitary secret police intelligence web that's already dwarfing East Germany per capita. And I wish I could talk to you for hours. And I want to go to Chris and Clarence. You know, I'm going to do a couple hours this week. Will you try to listen? In fact, guys, tell me an hour that's open tomorrow so Robert and Chris and Clarence and others can be back on so people can hear this directly from them. Can you call back tomorrow, Robert?
Absolutely. Can you ask Chuck Baldwin about School of Americas and see what his comment is on that?
Absolutely. Call me back tomorrow, though. I want to hear more about this Fusion Center situation. Folks, we're in trouble.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chuck Baldwin here in just a moment to talk about his excellent article, D.C. Declares War on the States. That is coming up, of course, presidential candidate, Constitution Party 2008, a pastor, a great patriot. We're going to be talking to him for the balance of the hour here in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about ID Stronghold, one of our great sponsors. You'll just love these folks. They are the industry leader in RFID blocking technology. They have leather wallets. Great looking ones, by the way. Passport holders and even cell phone pouches. It will protect your information when you need it most. You know the government's dialing into cell phones and using the audio function to listen to you. You put it in these blockers. They can't dial in and track you. And then the cell phone can only track you when you want to use it. Do you know that RFID readers can pull personal and financial information from credit cards and ID cards in your pocket, and thieves have been caught thousands of times already doing it? Protect your privacy and your family. Go to ID, the letter ID, stronghold.com, idstronghold.com. You'll find quality and great prices, the best you're going to find anywhere. Go to idstronghold.com today. My staff and I just love their wallets. Again, tell them Alex Jones sent you, idstronghold.com. And lastly, you know, they've been censoring the Obama deception online, trying to block it. You can get four copies of it for $19.95 until next Monday. Four copies, $5 a piece or a little less. Give them to everybody you know. It exposes the globalist takeover, the banking collapse, the police state program, available at Infowars.com. And I want to thank everybody for their support. You can also download it in super high quality and burn it to disk at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I got Chuck on because he's been demonized by the Southern Poverty Law Center and others, and they tell horrible lies about him and try to demonize him because he's a leader. And he's having an effect out there. And he was demonized in the Mayak report, along with Ron Paul. And they said, this is the enemy of the government. This is who the police are being trained to take on. And now we know from the Washington Post, confirming what we'd already covered, that there's 854,000 private spies. The threat fusion centers are merging the military and police. The CIA is over that. They're basically having School of America-type secret police training for the police. And it's so frightening. It's being done by the offshore banks who want global government on record. Global government's now been announced. It's happening. And we've got to reach out to our military and police now. We, of course, played a clip of Stuart Rhodes talking about that in the last hour with Oath Keepers. But I wanted to get into his new article, D.C. Declares War on the States. We'll also jam in Chris in Arizona and Clarence in Oklahoma, who are former military, want to comment on that. We've confirmed the Austin SWAT team and others. This is in the Fort Hood Sentinel. Our training to lock down cities, our training for gun confiscation in Iraq. So this is so incredible what's happening. They're trying to turn the military and police against us. We've got to reach out to them now and educate them like our lives depend on it. Chuck Baldwin, great to have you on with us, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you again.
Let's break down your concern with what's happening in our world. The globalists are now out of the closet. You've written an excellent piece. D.C. declares war on the states.
Yes. And, of course, that's exactly what this lawsuit against Arizona is. It is a declaration of war against the sovereignty and the independence of that state, and by implication, against every state in the country. Without a doubt, the Obama administration, and the administration before him, quite frankly, had no desire to honor the laws of our country and to do something substantive against illegal immigration. They in fact, under George W. Bush, the floodgates were opened, and over half, I would guess, of all of the illegal immigrants that are in this country today came across the border since George W. Bush became president. And now that Arizona has stepped up to the plate and said, okay, federal government, you're not going to do it. We're going to defend ourselves. We are going to stop this invasion against our state, against our citizens. Our people are being killed. Property is being destroyed. We cannot afford the crime and everything else that goes along with this invasion. And they did what any sensible people would do. That is, they decided to defend themselves. And what does the federal government do? It decides to file a lawsuit against the state. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that is a declaration of war against the state of Arizona.
Well, I agree with you, and I had Sheriff Babu on and made some state and national headlines last week. And I said, is it not treason when you have a crime wave? Arizona is now the capital of kidnapping in the U.S., starting to mirror Mexico City. You have police being killed, farmers, ranchers being killed, 80-plus miles of the state, federal signs up saying, don't go down this road, don't go in this national park. You have just incredible crime waves. Mexico is a failed state, has collapsed. The State Department even admits that. And then Arizona says if we pull somebody over for speeding or drunk driving, this is what the bill says, and they are an illegal alien, upon first contact, we're going to take them to jail. And the feds say, not only are we going to sue you, we're going to support the sanctuary cities. This is the SPP globalization. Is it not, with Bush signing it and Obama continuing it, high treason? The definition of high treason is siding with a foreign power against your sovereignty and your interest. Is it not high treason to be leaving our borders wide open and then trying to block a state when they're begging for aid and literally under attack?
I have no problem with your definition, Alex. I think that what has been going on in Washington, D.C. for quite a while is nothing short of treasonous. What you consider in Los Angeles, 95% of all outstanding warrants for homicide, 95% in 2004, the last year we have stats for this, were targeting illegal aliens. Up to two-thirds of all fugitive felony warrants were for illegal aliens. Some reports say that 83% of warrants for murder in Phoenix, 86% of warrants for murder in Albuquerque, New Mexico, are for illegal aliens. Remember that illegal aliens kill something like 12 American citizens every single day. And they've killed more American citizens than have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan combined, and they kill that many each year. And then they kill another 13 by drunk driving on the streets of America.
Every day.
Every single day. And you think about the death and carnage, not to mention the crimes that you alluded to a moment ago. And this is a war. This is war against the people of the United States of America. And the border states are feeling the brunt of it. And I thank God for Jan Brewer and the people there in Arizona, and all the American people need to support these folks.
Now, meanwhile, the feds are doing everything they can to leave illegal aliens alone. It's on record that in sanctuary cities, they let them go for drunk driving, assault. Just, it's incredible. In major cities like Oakland, the police are announcing they're not going to respond to burglaries, grand theft auto, cutting power lines, and 37 other crimes. But there's unlimited federal money to federalize police and train them in intelligence meetings that we have video of, that the founding fathers are bad. I have that in my film, Road to Tyranny, that gun owners are bad, that returning veterans and constitutionalists and Chuck Baldwin and Ron Paul are bad, and the Gadsden flag is bad, and the American flag on a car is bad. I mean, this is absurd. This is like Monty Python or something.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, this is the world we live in today. I just produced a column today, Alex. You should be getting it shortly, called Top Secret America. The rest of the story, I take off on that Washington Post report that came out, you know, last week, talking about the secret government. Of course, they do more of a cover-up than anything else at Washington Post, you can imagine. But by virtue of what they do bring to light, I think just gives verification to things that you and I have been talking about for a number of years, and that is that there are elements within our federal government that have designs against the freedoms and the liberties of the people, that do not want to uphold their office to the Constitution. And they are using the military establishment to train for the purposes of potentially corralling and subduing the American citizenry. I give some quotes in my column today from Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief, who's done some excellent research into what's been going on the dark side of these federal police agencies and how they're training some of these people over in Iraq to find out which ones are going to be ruthless enough, which ones are going to be unprincipled enough, which ones can they use as little killing machines to turn on the American people whenever they feel it's necessary. The NSA is involved in all kinds of dark and sinister activities, and I go into some of that in my column today. Just the stuff that you've been talking about for a long time. But now then, as you said, it's out in the open. They used to try to hide it. Now, they're not hiding it anymore. And I think more and more of the American people are beginning to wake up, quite frankly.
Well, again, Chuck Baldwin, presidential candidate, 2008 Constitution Party, joins us. We'll give you his website in a moment to read his great columns. We also carry them at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But everything in that Washington Post report, as you said, is a whitewash. InfraGuard is there. They don't mention that. With license to kill orders, with tens of thousands at the time, 4 years ago when it leaked, it was 50,000 plus. The clergy response teams, we got that 3 years before it was mainstream news. Now they admit tens of thousands of preachers are giving FEMA teaching materials saying render unto Caesar, Romans 13, go to the FEMA camp, turn your guns in, take the inoculation. This is a giant strategic secret program with millions of spies, federalizing police, using Iraq as a laboratory to create ruthless killers to then come back and tell them, Chuck Baldwin, Ron Paul, they're the enemy. You have the New York Times with the Explorer Scouts and other reports saying they're trying to take on disgruntled vets. People laugh, well, those are 14-year-old kids. Well, that came out 2 years ago. In 2 years, they're going to be 18. You know, they're 16 now. It's happening nationwide. The LAPD's taken over the Boy Scouts. They're openly training them to wage war against the American people. This is how Germany fell. This is how China fell. This is what Russia did. This is textbook 100% red alert, and it's going on right behind the curtain, and now the curtain's coming back, and we see it. And I know I'm ranting, sir. I'm just so worried. This is so real. Nobody thought we'd have government-run health care. Nobody thought they'd start all these new wars. No, you know, no one could believe all this surveillance and all and the bank stealing trillions. But it's all happening.
Sure. And as I say in my column today, you know, basically all of the safeguards that were put in place by the founding fathers to protect our freedoms constitutionally have dissipated one by one, to the point that now, as I see it, Alex, we only have two defenses left. And I think, number one, we have state autonomy, state sovereignty. And I think what Jan Brewer and her fellow Arizonans are doing is just the first shot across the bow. It won't be the last.
And it's got the globalists scared, and other states are lining up saying...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at Montana and Tennessee that, you know, passed the Firearms Freedom Act in their state. You got a legislator in the state of Georgia who's passing similar legislation, except it deals with all products, not just firearms. I mean, I would guess to say there are probably over 20 states right now that are in various stages of declaring independence and sovereignty to resist this Leviathan that's in Washington, D.C. So that's the first thing. And then the other thing, of course, is what the founders said in the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And that was not for the purpose of duck hunting or target shooting. That was for the purpose of protecting ourselves against the totalitarian tendencies of our own central government.
Because they had been through a tyranny.
Absolutely. They had lived it. They had experienced it. They knew that the American people were not properly armed and prepared to defend themselves, that they would not maintain freedom very long. As I see it, Alex, those are the two major defenses that we have left at this point in time in our history. And I think we need to start focusing on our state governments, our governors' races, our
state legislators. Instead of getting 60% turnout for a presidential election, how about 60% locally? And this is do or die. And I want to talk more about solutions with you and then try to jam in a few calls with Chuck Baldwin today. But Chuck, how do you see the globalists countering all of this? Because the pendulum is clearly swinging back. There's a huge political realignment. The system even admits. Did you read the Financial Times of London where Robert Shapiro told Obama, you need an Oklahoma City or a 9/11 so that you can look like a powerful leader? I'm really concerned, Chuck, about them staging crises.
I am too. And Don McElveny, I was with him in Denver just this past weekend. We had a great conference out there with some real terrific patriots. And he talked about that very thing as well. He's concerned that there could be some kind of a false flag terrorist attack of some sort between now and the elections. Yeah, I think what they're going to try to do is what they've done, and that is to try to demonize people like us, like the Mayak Report and these other things. And they're going to go to their stooges there in Montgomery at the SLP and try to categorize us as nuts and so forth. But the fact of the matter is, I do believe that the pendulum is swinging toward state sovereignty, state independence, especially in some states. Not all the states, of course. Some of the states are too far gone. But the states along in the Southwest and Oklahoma and even in Texas where you are, though I know you got a big battle there with the big cities, the big city governments that you're fighting. But you go to Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, the Dakotas. You go down to Utah. I mean, there's even Tennessee, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Vermont. There's a lot of states around the country that are really, really beginning to see increased activity among their people for the freedom fight. And I really think it's going to continue. And I'm not pessimistic at all, Alex. I do believe that we can win this thing.
Well, I agree with you. And, for those that just tuned in, we're not joking about this. This is so hardcore when you study the facts and what the feds even admit they're doing. And they've already stolen so much money and done so many illegal things. They're not backing off. People need to understand, just like other countries have fallen to tyranny, it's happening here. And everybody needs to hit their knees and pray to God to also, give them discernment And people need to realize all of you are leaders in this fight. Whatever you can do now to spread the word that what's happening in Washington is illegal and the solution is at the states and that the globalists are going to pull out every dirty trick they can. I had a caller earlier that trains law enforcement in Texas, and he said what you had just said. In fact, it's incredible. He said that they're training at the fusion centers and getting the hardcore killers from Iraq and selecting, you know, kind of the lunatics that have been mentally, you know, broken down by 3, 4, 5 tours, and that they are forging them as pretty much a school of America's takeover operation, secret police, torture, everything here in the United States. And he wanted me to ask you about that and School of America's.
Well, I've heard these things, and I certainly do not discount them. In fact, Joel Skousen, in his most recent newsletter, he mentioned that as well. And Joel, as you know, is as well researched as any man in America. I think that that is going on. But again, I want to focus on what you just said, and that is the answer is a resurrection, a revival, a resurgence of state independence and sovereignty. The founders were so wise. Whenever the Constitution was created in 1787, the states did not surrender their sovereignty. They still maintained their independence. And I think that at the end of the day, Alex, it is going to be the state governments, the governors and the leaders and the people of those states, they're going to stand up and they're going to put this new world order in their place. And I tell you, I do think that they're worried about that. And that means that we are on the right track.
God bless you. Stay there. Chuck Baldwin's our guest. We'll give you his website when we come back.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You know, we've got Chris, Clarence, Bill, a bunch of former military people. I'm going to have an hour of the show open tomorrow, and I want to hear from you about what we've been talking about, but we're so limited on time, I'm not going to be able to go to those calls. We just got 5 minutes left. I apologize. And please call us back tomorrow, because we're almost out of time here. Chuck Baldwin, you got the floor in the last 5 minutes. ChuckBaldwinLive.com. You've got your Top Secret America, the rest of the story article out that's excellent. I'm glad you reminded me about Joel Skousen. Of course, Cleon Skousen, his uncle, wrote The Naked Communist, or was The Naked Capitalist, I forget, exposing the whole banker takeover. And he's a great guy. I'm going to get him on about his intel about using the troops in Iraq domestically. But that's now all admitted. But in closing, Obama is dropping like a rock. The globalists are cornered rats. They're not invincible, but so many Christian churches have been taught that it's the end of the world, so we should just lay down and go along with Romans 13. As a pastor, what's your view on that?
Man, you just hit my hot button, Alex. I tell you what, we would not be in the shape we're in today if the pastors in America had not just laid down on the job. Some of it's the 501c3 tax-exempt status. Some of it is just plain old-fashioned laziness. Some of it is ignorance. But whatever the reason, you know, they have used that Romans 13 mantra for so long to sedate the churches of this country and to cause them to be lethargic, and they're using it against us. And I'm sure that for some of them it's not intentional, but boy, that result has been, for the most part, the Church of the Lord Jesus has been totally ineffective in standing against the forces of evil in this country. And I don't see a lot of turnaround on the horizon in that regard either. And that's why I think that God is raising up people like Alex Jones and the Ron Paul Revolution and Campaign for Liberty and a lot of these other groups that are out there that are standing against the New World Order, and they're standing for the things that are right. If the churches and the preachers had been doing it all along, we wouldn't be in this shape. But they're not doing it for the most part. And that's why I've got a lot of people that watch me online, Alex, quite frankly. We live stream our Sunday morning services every Sunday, and we've got people that watch us because they can't find a church in their hometown that they can go to and get the truth. So, you know, whatever the reason, you're right. The pastors have just not been doing the job. And, you know, if the colonial preachers in America at the founding era had have acted and believed like the churches and the pastors are doing today, America would not exist. We would be a crown colony of England today with no Bill of Rights and very little freedom.
They led the rebellion against King George III.
Absolutely. Without that, what they called the Black Regiment, that group of patriot clergymen leading the way and preaching the sermons and giving them the inspiration and the information that they needed to wage that fight for independence. If they had not done that, there is no question that the Revolutionary War would have never taken place.
In fact, some of the first people killed at the start of the war were prominent pastors.
Well, let's remember that the shot heard round the world there at Concord and Lexington. Those shots were fired by Christian men of one congregation, the church at Lexington. The pastor's name was Jonas Clark. They were the militiamen. They were the ones that came to the defense at Concord and Lexington, first at Lexington and then at Concord Bridge, of course. And others came to their assistance as the battle grew. But the first men, the first ones that stood up there at Lexington Green against the Crown's forces that had come to arrest John Hancock and Sam Adams and take the guns was that pastor and his congregation.
Beautifully put, ChuckBaldwinLive.com. We look forward to talking to you again, sir, and we appreciate you joining us and all the great work you do. That column's up there, Top Secret America, the rest of the story. We'll get that posted over at InfoWars.com. We'll talk to you soon, Pastor.
Thank you, Alex.
Godspeed. Great job, crew. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.